Good morning and welcome back to Ask Be Me, personal journey blog about myself, an older woman who is finally discovering and rediscovering my life through understanding that I am on the spectrum, that I have been diagnosed with Asperger's and how it basically explains my entire life from as far back as I can remember to now. And I actually got a question from one of the listeners about Christmas and if I truly enjoy it or not. And the bottom line is, I love Christmas. I absolutely love Christmas. But I love Christmas on my terms. And I know for some of you, you're going to sit there and scratch your head and go, what the heck does that mean? But for those of us on the spectrum, I think you know exactly what that means. And that means a simpler Christmas, an easier Christmas, a not so chaotic Christmas. And while Christmas is over and done, I reflect back on what it was. Well, this year is probably a bad example because it was different for everybody around the world. But for Christmas, for me, it should be the way that it used to be. It should be a simpler kind of holiday. It should be a holiday where I choose to spend it with whom I want to and not whom I have to. The easiest type of Christmas for me is one that is simple in far as decorations. It's simple as far as what I want to bake and cook and not what I'm being told I have to make for gatherings. I may not want to make 3 pecan pies. I may want to do a Yule log. I may want to entertain for 6, 8, or 10 people at the most and not have 37 people come through my house at once. Christmas for me is a simple tree. This year, my tree consisted of lights and the handmade ornaments that all my kids made. I have a total of, I think, maybe 12 ornaments on my tree, but it's all the ornaments that they ever made starting in kindergarten from my oldest. My oldest is 26, and I have his first ornament from kindergarten, and it makes me smile. It's the simple things of one wreath on the door. It's the simple things of going and buying. You know, this year was, I think, 2 or 3 gifts for each child, and that was it. It's not buying mountains of gifts that they're going to open and in a day or two forget or get bored with. I looked at some of the Facebook postings of some of the people that I associate with, and I look at the trees, and there were 100 gifts under the tree, and I can't fathom that many gifts for the people that I celebrate with. To me, that's just, and I'm not scrutinizing anybody. I mean, you do what you want and you do what you feel comfortable with. But for me, that just wasn't it. The Christmases for me should be quieter, simple, you know, music in the background, decorations for a few days, and a handful of gifts under the tree. It's not mad chaos of shopping up until Christmas Eve. I mean, that's just not me. I love Christmas. I love the feeling of Christmas. I love the getting together with my family members and the people I love and be able to just sit and talk and listen to music and eat and drink and exchange gifts. I love Christmas. But the Christmas that it has been turned into, that's just not for me. It's to me, it's gotten too commercialized. It's too chaotic. This year wasn't normal. I'm sure most of us were disappointed in the Christmas, and maybe some of us were not. Maybe some of us rejoiced the fact that it was turned into something simpler. Traveling to 4 different homes on Christmas Day, you know, it wasn't, I don't want to say it wasn't allowed, but it was discouraged. And maybe for some of us, that made us realize that what's really important is right here in our own homes. It's the importance of having a great meal, a meal that maybe lasts for 2 hours. We as society here in America are so used to devouring whatever's placed in front of us within 10 minutes or less. The term fast food has now turned into fast food everywhere, not just in our homes, but in the drive-through restaurants and in the restaurants that we go inside and eat. That's just not me. I'm a much simpler person than that, much more easygoing. I am socially awkward. My anxiety level was through the roof this year as far as going into stores and shopping, but that's because of, you know, COVID and everything else. I didn't want to be within groups of people, but, you know, for those of you that know me, you know that my expressions are probably hard to decipher. And yes, I am very happy. I am very excited to receive gifts. I might not show it by jumping up and down, but a smile and a thank you and a very heartfelt thank you is always on the forefront for me. But Christmas should be enjoyed, and it should be laid back. I don't want to say laid back, but just casual, and just let it happen. Don't try and force Christmas upon yourself. Don't try and force Christmas within your household. Just let it happen. And then you'll find that Christmas is an absolutely joyous occasion and a joyous holiday. And maybe from here on out, people will realize that it doesn't have to be that holiday script that has been handed to us that we think we have to abide by, that we think we have to muster up and create in order for it to be memorable. It doesn't have to be that. It can be very simple celebration of love and great tidings and joy. And it just, let it be. So I just wanted to come online and explain to you exactly what I meant by Christmas and what it means to me. And that, yes, I do love Christmas. I love the fact that maybe a simpler Christmas is on the horizon from here on out for some of us. It has been for me for the last few years. Like I said before in my other Christmas podcast, it was chaos. It was a house full of trees and decorations and Christmas mugs. But for me, that's no longer important. What's important is just making it memorable and stress-free, and hopefully next year some of us will continue to carry that tradition. I know I will. I know that I will continue to live every day, well, as stress-free as possible, but to do the things that I feel comfortable doing and that I want to do and not what people tell me I have to do. So I just wanted to wish everybody, well, Christmas is over, but we have a new year coming, and hopefully the new year will bring many more happy opportunities for us to celebrate the smaller things in life, the smaller accomplishments, the happier of times, that silly joke that your kid tells you, or that you get to drive somewhere for an hour and go nowhere. And just enjoy what you have, because there's no guarantee on tomorrow. So if I don't create something before Happy New Year's arrives, then Happy New Year to everybody out there. Again, if you guys have any questions or comments, please let me know or ask. Don't be afraid to ask. And hang in there. Better times are coming. Happier times are coming. We just all need to take those precautions that we know we need to do personally to make sure that we are here tomorrow. So hang in there, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.